Chapter 2. And I proceeded to raise my eyes and see, and look, there was a man, and in his hand a measuring rope. So I said, Where are you going? In turn he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, in order to see what her breadth amounts to, and what her length amounts to. And look, the angel who was speaking with me was going forth, and there was another angel going forth to meet him. Then he said to him, Run, speak to the young man over there, saying, As open rural country, Jerusalem will be inhabited, because of the multitude of men and domestic animals in the midst of her. And I myself shall become to her, is the utterance of Jehovah, a wall of fire all around, and her glory is what I shall become in the midst of her. Hey there! Hey there! Flee then, you people, from the land of the north, is the utterance of Jehovah. For in the direction of the four winds of the heavens I have spread you people abroad, is the utterance of Jehovah. Hey there, Zion! Make your escape, you who are dwelling with the daughter of Babylon. For this is what Jehovah of armies has said. Following after the glory, he has sent me to the nations that were despoiling you people. For he that is touching you is touching my eyeball. For here I am, waving my hand against them, and they will have to become spoil to their slaves. And you people will certainly know that Jehovah of armies himself has sent me. Cry out loudly and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For here I am coming, and I will reside in the midst of you, is the utterance of Jehovah. And many nations will certainly become joined to Jehovah in that day, and they will actually become my people, and I will reside in the midst of you. And you will have to know that Jehovah of armies himself has sent me to you. And Jehovah will certainly take possession of Judah as his portion upon the holy ground, and he must yet choose Jerusalem. Keep silence, all flesh, before Jehovah, for he has aroused himself from his holy dwelling.